Welcome everyone, this is Average Advice.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Zar. This podcast is just two best mates discussing the challenges of life and using our past experiences to give questionable advice on how to adequately succeed.
Join us as we discuss a new topic weekly and travel through the challenges we have faced while growing up as a millennial and give our expert advice on navigating the harsh world of adulthood.
We will tell stories, we'll exchange banter, and we'll relive our past mistakes so you don't have to.
So please subscribe.
Subscribe.
And enjoy the show.
Episode 3.
We're back.
We're back and better than ever.
Oh man, this is going like clockwork.
Yeah, it's real good. So this week, everyone, we're talking about housemate and housemate politics.
Yes, it's you better strap in.
And we got to be careful because we've lived with a lot of our friends. So we don't want to like...
together. Yeah. So I'm just expecting a lot of hate coming my way.
Oh, no. It'll be civil.
Be civil, for yeah. Sure.
So, I guess there's a good... I had a thought for a good starting question for today.
Okay,
Go for shoot. So, Timmy, what age were you when you first moved out? And who did you live... like, where did you live? Okay. Who did you live with?
So the first time I moved out.
Yeah. Like when you first moved out of your mum's place.
I moved out when I was 19 for the first time. I was living with my mum. And originally, one of our mates inherited a house in Queanbeyan.
Oh, yeah.
And downstairs, there was basically a little apartment for a two-beddy. So he's like, if you find a friend, you can just move downstairs. And I was like, that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're
all right, go.
Especially when you've been living at home and you've been like, oh, I can't wait to move out.
Do you remember what it was like when before you moved out? Because you're like, you want to go, but you also don't know what to expect. So you're just like, you keep overthinking it. You're like, no, I'm not ready yet. But most of the time, you're ready, and you just wait until you get bills, and you just pay the bills, and then you move on.
You just think about all the fucking parties you're gonna have.
Yeah.
And then now you look now, you're like, I don't want to have too many parties.
I don't like people in my house.
Yeah. Anyway, so you were living in Queanbeyan.
Yeah, so I went out trying to find a housemate, and I had someone, one of our other friends, a male, and he was fine, he was keen, and then when we signed the place, he basically backed down. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh crap, so now I need to find another housemate. And I was working with this girl at Best and Less.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, this is not a negative story, but I just don't know if I should say names anymore. Just in case.
Yeah.
So, let's call her Betty. So, I moved in with Betty.
Yeah.
And it was great. Like, it was basically me and her downstairs, and she was the chillest person to live with. Like, it was a good like, practice run of living by myself, because really the bills were really cheap because the house had solar and it was like split level. It was really weird.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to live there. And we lived together for about a year, I think. So,
and then, is that all?
I don't think I lived there for that long.
Oh, wow. It felt like
longer. I ended up moving, because I think we were on a 6-month lease. Ended up moving back home because Betty wanted to move back home to her parents, because I think she wanted to save money or something, or she didn't. Yeah, it was weird.
So. Which is totally fair.
Yeah, well, remember how many times you go home? Like,
yeah,
you just go back and forth for a while until you figure out what the hell you're doing, and then you just never go home.
So, if you were to give that house and that housemate a rating out of 10,
ooh,
what would you give? You can do separate, or you can do like a combined. I think separate's better.
Well, the thing is that it was weird about that house, because it had a split level, but me and the person at the top were friends.
Yeah.
So we ended up just unblocking the stairway, so it would just become one big house. And it was fine, but then, like, there was just personal space boundaries and stuff like that. It was just like, well, is this our house or is it all of our house now? Mm. Are you allowed to come in and out? All this stuff. And I think Christy was just like, it got to the point where we were just like, all right, yeah, we just need space.
You mean Betty? Yeah, and it's also hard because...
Her name was Christy. I'm not going to edit that out. So
it's hard because the guy upstairs, obviously, because he owned the place...
Yeah,
and you feel a little, you don't want to tread on his toes, because ultimately it's his call about
Well, that's what living, because I've only ever lived with like friends. Like,
yeah.
Only ever time. So I've lived with two different types. I've lived with friends that we've all rented a place together, and I've lived with friends that they own the house and I'm just basically squatting there and paying them a room and board. And it's very different dynamics, because when they own the house, I mean, you can have a civil discussion, but really, it's their call.
Yeah.
It's their call.
At the end of the day, what they say goes.
Yeah. You know. Do you remember how old you were when you moved out?
Yes, I was 21. So a bit later than you.
Yeah. I moved out quickly. Stupid. Yeah.
I think I moved out about 2014. I was living with both my parents, sort of split. Because we used to alternate. They're both in Canberra, so that was easy. And I moved into Gungahlin with our friend. I don't know if we should
say names.
Our friend Sam Lort, and another.
We mentioned him before.
Yeah. And another friend who we don't really. I don't really talk to her anymore.
But say her name.
Anyway, I will call her Betty. So I lived with them in Gungahlin, right near the town centre. Really good location. Really nice house.
Yeah. It was
a
really nice house. I loved that house.
Yeah.
It was three of you, yeah, right?
Yeah. And, oh, man, okay, I just remembered. So there was a little bit of awkwardness, because obviously we all moved into a share house. None of us owned the place, so it was like a three-way, like, shared occupancy. So it was good. We all had a say.
Mm-hmm.
But the awkward thing was that she was close friends with my girlfriend at the time.
Yes.
And then I think they had a bit of
bad blood.
Yeah, there was some sort of bad blood there, some awkwardness.
Drama that's avoidable.
Yeah, well, it was just hard because then me moving in, it then dragged me into the drama a little bit, and it was really hard on my, like, my emotions and my
everything. Yeah. No, that wouldn't have been fun.
Yeah.
And then you ended up leaving early, right, because of that.
Yeah, I moved out because I was sick of
drama.
Yeah, I didn't.
You were blinded by love.
I would rather keep the relationship steady than deal with any awkwardness, which
didn't turn out right.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it happened the way it happened.
Yeah,
and I wasn't. You know, I liked that.
When you were in your next share house.
Yeah.
I suppose we should go into a little bit more of the topics. I suppose no one really wants to know where we've been living. So the housemate politics and housemates, the dynamic is so strange in my mind, because obviously we learn how to cohabit with our family and what life is like when you grow up with your family. And especially if you come from a big family, like both of us come from a fairly big family now.
Yeah.
And it's you live with your sisters, your brothers, your mom. And the way we operated with it, you don't know if it's weird or not until you move out with other people. And you're like, people start pointing out things that you've been doing your whole life. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that was strange. So, yeah. And then that moving from that dynamic to, like, especially living with friends. I've never lived with strangers. So that's a whole new dynamic that I don't even know about.
I think that'd be hard.
Well, I don't know. I think both of us will be fine, to be honest. Depends who the stranger is. Like, if I go on housemates.com, like, I'll choose someone that's a lad. You know what I mean? I think I'll be fine, but I don't know. But how did you find that dynamic living with friends for the first time? And how did you guys communicate?
I struggled with... I felt like I was always the one initiating cleaning. In a lot of the places I've been. Most of them, I think. And I found it hard that other people didn't take that initiative, because my parents, they weren't like demanding people, but they were always like, hey, like, we really appreciated if you cleaned up and we didn't have to ask you.
Have to tell you.
And that was just something that I developed over time as a kid, as a teenager. Like, I just cleaned up after myself. So,
which is an adult thing to do.
Yeah. So when I sort of moved out, I realized people either didn't have that attitude or they just didn't care.
They were just lazy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, my laziness definitely goes over my like desire to clean sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How did you find it?
The first time I moved out was, me and Christy were fine. Like, we lived together really fine. We didn't really have any things that annoyed each other. But yeah, when it came to like doing the dishes and stuff, like, I was so bad at it. We're both bad at it. And it just like piled up for ages.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that. But like, I didn't really have any pet peeves with her or anything like that. I swear, yeah. I think the longer you live with someone, the more of their things that annoy, like, slightly annoyed you at the beginning, they, like, go way more at the end, and you're like, sometimes you just can't handle it anymore, and it's just the smallest thing, but you've been dealing with it for, like, a year and a half, and you're like, I can't do it.
Just side note, while Tim was talking that whole time, his cat was just going to town on his hand, licking, yeah. licking, and then as soon as I'm about to bring it up, he just goes for the bite.
Yeah.
Just, ah!
Yeah, I had to get rid of that bastard.
Yeah. So, yeah, you and Christy, obviously, you had a good relationship. A good rapport. And I think because you both were aware of the dishes, neither of you really went at each other for it.
Mm.
It sounds like you guys kind of sorted it out pretty...
Yeah, well, there was definitely no ill will between us two. Like, yeah. I haven't really fought with many of my housemates, except I had a couple of fights with your girlfriend when we lived together. But that's about it.
That's so, about it. That was awkward for me because you didn't want to clean because she didn't clean, and she didn't want to clean because you didn't clean. So I was left to do it all.
And you wouldn't tell her to clean.
I did. And she would just be like, I will. And then she's like, but only if Tim does. And I'm like, this is a circular argument from both of you. I can't. You guys need to talk to each other. And then she never did.
Yeah.
She never went and addressed her issues with you.
Neither.
And vice versa. And I was like, I'm not going to be like your messenger boy. So...
It felt like to me, because you guys always had your conversations in private, right?
Yeah.
But then when we were around, it just felt like you were just telling me to clean all the time. And I was like, fucking tell your girlfriend to do it. It's her turn. And then, but then she would either say no or not do it. And then you'd end up getting stuck doing it. And you're like, I'm just, I don't want to do it anymore.
I guess that's the issue with living with three people. One of three.
That was one of the things I wrote down, actually. I was just like, what do you think the perfect number of housemates is to co-inhabit? Especially at our age or like earlier. Because obviously earlier, I was keen to party a lot more. I was like keen for people to be over a lot, host a lot. As I've gone into my late 20s, I am much more a recluse and I prefer just my space.
So, yeah, I think earlier when I was younger, I was thinking three people in a house would be ideal for me. But as you were saying, as I got older, I feel like two people is a great amount. Just you and one other person. I feel like that's a good amount.
Mm, I agree. Because then there's no person to like blame.
Yeah.
It's like you did it.
You're accountable. Or you did it. But this would be one, as we were discussing earlier, we were going over like what we want to bring into the podcast. And like we gave some our friends some listens to it so they could give us feedback. And I was thinking... This would be a good topic to bring someone in, because obviously some of our mates lived in that massive share house. Yeah. There was five of them in that house, and that was a huge house. I would have loved to hear about the dynamics. Maybe we can bring him in for a later episode touch on.
Yeah, like, we can bring him in for past
themes. Yeah,
we're gonna run out of themes, so we're gonna cut corners.
We'll find themes.
We'll find things to talk about. So, I suppose what was one of Let's talk about a good dynamic that you've had and then a bad dynamic and explain what happened in that dynamic that went bad, I suppose.
Oh, okay. So, good dynamic I had with my boy Ross.
Yeah.
Really chill guy. Anyone who knows him can agree. He's just a chill guy and he's very reasonable. If you have a problem or you had an issue with cleaning or et cetera, and you brought it up with him, he would be like, okay, and would discuss it with you. And
he's a smart man, that boy.
Yeah, so I would say to him, oh, Ross, like, we need to clean the kitchen. And he would give a little bit of resistance, like, oh, I don't want to, but it wouldn't be like, no, it'd be like, oh, okay, I guess that's fair, like, we should do that.
Yeah.
Which I really, really appreciated, because I never felt that I was attacking him, or I never felt like guilty about it. How about you?
Okay, like a good dynamic.
And then we can go to bad dynamic after.
A good dynamic was me and Ashley up in Sydney.
Like, yeah,
we had a great dynamic, man. Like she, because it was just me and her. It was the exact same, so we were very close. Because I always find that there's two types of people that you live with. There's people that act like they're strangers, and there's people that act like they're family. So we were having dinners together, like watching TV and stuff together. When I came home, she'd be like, how was your day? And like communicate. So it was like living with family. And we did that for like about a year and a half, or maybe just under a year. I'm not sure. But it was great. And we've gotten so close. We're like family. I go up all the time. So I think that was probably the best dynamic. And I think the main dynamic we had was just, it was both of our house, so you should both feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And if there's something that's bothering you, just communicate it. And we'll, like, I'm pretty easygoing. If you say something's really annoying you, most of the time I'll stop. But yeah, it's one of those things.
So, in regards to bad dynamics, I don't know if it's the dynamic so much or if it's maybe an issue that I have where maybe I don't communicate as well as I could to people.
Yeah.
But I always try to be pretty reasonable. Like, I don't get angry easily. Mm. So, I think there's been multiple times, I'm not going to name names, but there's been multiple housemates where, you know, you ask them to do something or you ask them to clean up their shit, you know. Mm. And instead of having a discussion and being reasonable, they kind of get a bit defensive and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, I don't know what you want me to do here.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. For some reason, as soon as someone tells you what to do at home, you think that it's just like, no, this is my house. I can do what I want. You know what I mean? Like, you instant go like that. And then for some reason, you just, all logic goes out the window.
And I wasn't demanding it from them, you know? It was like a casual, hey. Like,
yeah. It's weird how the dynamics can change over time, too.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, all of a sudden, after a year, you'd have 7-8 really great months, and then one, like, it'll just deteriorate because she's like, we're just around each other too much. Have you ever lived with strangers?
No.
Never lived with strangers either. It's always, always friends, right?
And friends girlfriend. Or family.
Yeah.
Because I lived with my uncle and then my cousins.
True.
So, and then I lived with my grandparents for a time, and then obviously my parents.
What's the most people you've lived with at once?
Well, I mean, I guess when I was living at home, I had my mom, stepdad, and my three siblings, so it was six of us. But then maybe in my cousin's... Oh, no, it would have been in my cousin's house, because we had my uncle, my three cousins were all living there at the time, and two of them had... One of them was married, one of them had a boyfriend that lived there, plus the married ones had two kids.
Jesus.
But I can't remember if we all lived there at the same time, but they were always in and around. Yeah, yeah, so that was close to 10 people.
Which I think I've only lived with four people at one time.
Yeah.
And that was way too many. Way too many, because there was a couple involved. It was originally supposed to be three, and then all of a sudden the couple came in.
That'll
like,
do it.
Brought the woman in, and I was like, changed the whole dynamics.
What I want to ask you about...
Do it.
Is I want to hear more about like living with, because you've lived twice with people that have owned the place, because I've never had that.
Okay.
So I want to hear what it was like to live with the owner of the place. Like, tell me, you know, things they might have done that irritated you that you feel like you couldn't discuss or etc. You know,
what it was a couple of things that annoyed me about a couple, like, because it's been happened twice now that. Obviously, when rent comes up, like, I'm really keen to, like, pay rent and stuff. I do it all at the end of time. But there was one of them that was just, like, real demanding of it. He's just, like, every single day, he's just, like, you owe me money. And after a while, it got to me. And I was just, like, oh, my God, I know. And I was just, like, I just don't want to give you money anymore. I don't want to give you money.
You've asked for it so much, I don't want it.
Yeah. And then it's just, like, there was hypocritical things where you weren't allowed to do something, but then because they owned the house, they were. And you're just like, well, yeah, but we're all living here. You know what I mean? I'm your housemate. I'm not your subordinate. And it gets to a point where if that happens all the time, you're just like, oh my God, I don't live here anymore, because like you need it to be uniform. Like, everyone's on equal playing field. If one person's elevated or one person has a backup, like a couple, it just creates a bad living environment.
Yeah.
It doesn't always create a bad living environment. Puts a bad living environment, like the seedlings down, because it can create drama and conflict and chaos.
Yeah. And especially when you have the owner and his girlfriend.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
So you have an owner and a couple at the same time.
Oh, that's actually true. I just realized I lived with five people. Well, four other people. So there was a group of five. Because I lived with two couples.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I lived with two couples. Oh, I wanted to neck myself, dude. It was the worst. And especially because, like, most of the couples, like, one side of the couple did not like the girlfriend of the other couple.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the owner.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, all of that in one one argument. It was not fun. Not fun at all.
Yeah, so then that would have been hard because you have two... It's like four people against you, sort of.
Yeah, well, I was basically the swing vote.
Yeah.
So, I was just like, oh, no. Because I remember there was a story, actually. So we're all living together. This person, she was a nice person, but she was frustrating. she was just real frustrating. She didn't understand that she was frustrating, she just was too frustrating.
There's always someone like that, you know?
Yeah, and it was just, in small doses, it's fine. But to live with her, there was definitely conflict around. And as soon as you start, chatting behind people's backs, and you're like, oh my God, this is so annoying. Like, it's a downhill road. So, basically, the way that... it all started. It was supposed to be me, our mate, and the owner of our mate, right? So, and then when we moved in, my friend that didn't own the house, he kept bringing his girlfriend over, and she kept staying over a lot, going for showers. She was filling up our fridge with all this food they cooked. And he started getting real, frustrated. He's just like, well, she's basically living here already, and she's not paying rent. So, started, basically said, if she keeps staying here, she's going to have to start paying rent. And I wasn't consoled in this, but all of a sudden, he's just like, all right, she'll start paying rent, and she'll just move in. And I was just like,
okay,
I guess I'm living with three people now. Anyway, so it goes along, and then the owner meets a girlfriend, and she moves in also.
Oh.
And then it's a big enough house that there is space, but, things got... just too complicated, too many people, too many different egos, and too many things that people get annoyed about come to life. Especially when there's, the dudes don't really care, but then the girls clash. And that, all of a sudden, bring the dudes in.
That'd be funny, because I feel like you would be maybe dealing with one issue with one person, and then you're like, oh, I'm just done with this, and then suddenly someone else has an issue about something else. You're like, I just can't deal with this right now.
It was good for me because I was just the middle guy, and I didn't really have any skin in the game except what was annoying me. So it got to the point where, we were all pretty annoyed with her around all the time. She was pretty bossy, very messy in the kitchen, would, beg for hours and then just make a mess.
Yeah.
And then we realized that she wasn't really paying the bills or anything, but she was over all the time. And it's the exact same thing. So my friend got really annoyed at the owner because obviously he was forced to make his girlfriend pay rent. And then the owner's girlfriend didn't. So I'm just sitting there chilling on the couch one night watching a movie. And the couple walk up to the owner and his girlfriend and basically... all right, we need to talk about this electricity bill. Like, when it's due. It's due in 2 days, right? Never brought it up beforehand. And then basically said, yeah, us two and Tim agree that you should be starting to pay... you should pay some of this. And I was just, brought in, and I had no clue what was going on. And then all of a sudden, the owner and our friend started yelling at each other. You're like, you can't do this. It's not effing fair. Like, screaming at the dinner table.
Yelling at each other or yelling at the other couple?
Well, they're not yelling at their partners. Our friend and the owner were yelling at each other.
Right, okay.
And then, obviously, his girlfriend came in and started yelling, and then the owner's girlfriend... that's, tiring.
Yeah.
The owner's girlfriend started yelling in, and I'm just sitting there and I basically, bitched it.
You can't see his face, but he was just pulling, I'm staying out of this space.
I did not want to jump in at all.
Yeah.
But then they all looked at me. They're like, what do you think? And I was like...
oh. And you have to have a say.
Yeah. And I live in there, so I had to. And then I basically said, I was like, while I think it's true that you're living here without paying anything, you need to start paying anything. I said, I was like, it's not fair to just randomly surprise her with a bill and say that you need to pay this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need... to communicate that and give her time to think about it, right? I was basically trying to be Switzerland so people didn't kill themselves.
Well, that reminds me of a point I want to bring up.
Yeah.
Communication
in
a household is so critical.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
I have a little story. It's just a little one, but at the first house I was talking about with the two people in Gunners, my mate, the guy, he had like a fling going on for a time. I think she was from elsewhere, Newcastle or something.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
So he invited her round to stay and didn't tell me or the other housemate that she would be staying. So we knew that she would be there. We thought she was only going to be there for a weekend. She ended up staying during the week too, till the next weekend.
When everyone was at...
Well, I was at uni, so I was only working nights or occasionally working, you know, maybe 3 or 4 nights a week.
Okay.
But him and the other housemate...
Did you guys not have a group chat?
No. So they would go to work and then I'm at home studying with bloody...
With random chicken.
Yeah. And I'm there like studying. She'd come talk to me and I'd be sitting there. Yeah, but like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I don't really want to chat. I'm doing stuff.
Did you say that?
No, you didn't. What, you don't say that to someone, especially when they're in your house. They got nowhere to go. I'm like, hey, leave me alone. And then what? That's going to be so awkward.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave my room now.
Yeah. So he didn't tell us she would be staying for that long. And we brought it up with him and he basically flipped it. He got really mad.
What did he say?
He was just like, oh, you know, we're all adults. I'm allowed to have people around. I live here too. It was a long time ago. We were just like, we just want to know. We didn't know she'd be here all week.
Yeah.
And then I told him, you know, I'm at home by myself with her. I don't even know her.
Yeah.
She's your friend.
And you didn't really like her, I assume.
I didn't mind her.
Yeah.
I didn't hate her. But I wasn't.
You just didn't want her around.
It wasn't like, a person I knew that well in my house.
Yeah.
When he's not there.
Yeah.
So that was the main issue for me.
Yeah. No, I can definitely understand that. And you can't let in the story there. What happened after that?
No, that was basically it. We had like an argument. She ended up going back to Newcastle and we just kind of moved on from it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a huge thing, but it was just a sign of bad communication.
Yeah, well, that thought brings me up to another one, like boundaries.
Yeah.
Because there was I remember two housemates ago, like two sets of housemates were living in one of our friend's houses, but he wasn't living there at the time. So it was just like a normal rental house. So the dynamic was a little bit different. So there was three boys, all single, well, not single, but we're all, like, you know what I mean, right? So we're living there, and it's pretty, we keep a pretty chill out environment. There's one of them that's, like, not really paying his rent that much, and there's one of them that's not washing up his dishes, right, at all. Like, it was just, like, taking all the plates. Anyway, he had one of his friends, like, come over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if I'm in a group house, I understand everyone has their own right to have anyone who they want over at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, you don't have to tell me. Like, I'm just like, that's cool. But a heads up, if someone's planning on staying the night, is, I think, considerate. So this person came over all the time. They were downstairs playing, like, computer games till the wee hours of the morning. And then I would wake up in the morning, getting ready to work, me and our friend. getting ready to work, and then there'll just be some guy sleeping on the couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, all right, after one night, we can sort of, we're not going to bring it up, you know what I mean?
If someone's crashing one night, they're on the couch, and then they're not doing it every night, that's fine.
Yeah, like, I'd be fine with that. Yeah. I don't really give a shit. Like, obviously, a heads up would be nice, but I don't really care, you know what I mean? But then he stayed another night, and it was the same day, and we're like, what the hell? Like, and then I still didn't bring it up, but we're making jokes, me and our, like, the other housemate. We're just making jokes. We're like, oh, yeah, you're becoming homeless and stuff. Like, have you showered?
Yeah.
And then it went on and on. He stayed there for a week and a half.
Did he actually shower? That's what I'm learning.
I think he said he did. But I was like,
what, in he your definitely shower?
Had, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea. But then he was in the same clothes and stuff. So we're just like, what the hell's going on? So then we asked the housemate. We brought it up. We're like, dude, is he homeless? Like, what's going on? Like, why is he here so much? It's too much. Like,
yeah,
it's too much. And he's like, no, he doesn't really like his housemates and stuff. So I just let him stay here. I'm like, well, like, you know, it's been a week and a half and I kind of like want the lounge room back. And he was there when the housemate that he's friends with wasn't there. And I would leave the house, come back, and he would just be there downstairs, was chilling on the couch. I'm like, and I was like, I don't really want, because even when there's, even there was someone not around, if there's just us two in the house, like, I feel obligated to talk to them and stuff because I feel rude not talking to them. So there was one moment, it went for like 4 weeks or whatever, and I came back and he was still there, and I messaged our friends. I was just like, dude, you need to tell him to go home if you're not here. Like, this is weird and creepy.
That and is creepy.
It is super creepy, right? And I was just like, I don't know him well enough to like just let him be in my house when like no one's there. And then he's like, yeah, thanks for letting me know. And then within a second, he was gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was just like, damn, I should have done that weeks ago. Weeks ago.
I have a pretty funny story.
Go for it.
So, same guy actually from my last story. So, this was actually pretty recently, maybe like 2 years ago, a year ago. So, I'm living with my two boys in our other mate's place. Anyway, so I'd broken up with my girlfriend, my ex, and I'd started seeing, well, this it was probably like a year or so, maybe a year and not a few months later, started seeing another girl.
Ooh,
but
scandalous.
My housemate was still friends with my ex. Like, they were pretty close. Yeah. And I don't think he was working at the time, so he was hanging out with her.
Yeah.
And I felt a little awkward by it. Like, but
well, this is the ex that you you got pretty hurt by. So.
And I felt a little awkward by it, but I didn't want to tell him who he could be friends with.
Of course.
I was totally...
It's just like telling your ex that you can't be friends with your friends, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that.
Yeah. So, but I remember... So, because he was inviting her over to hang out. And I was... So, when I was just there and it was just me, I found it weird. But then he was inviting her around when I had... the girl I was seeing over, which was even double weird because that...
Especially
because
she knew.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she's like, who is that? And I had to be like, look, that's my ex. Mm. I had to be honest and tell her straight away. I'm like, yeah, that's my ex. And she was like, why is she here all the time? And I said, that's a good question, you know? So I had to bring it up with my housemate and say, look, I understand you guys are friends. I don't want to tell you who you can and can't hang out with, but could you at least let me know when she's coming over, maybe I can make plans to not be home.
Yeah, or prepare yourself.
Maybe you could hang out at her place. Like, you can still hang out with her.
Consider it me.
Yeah. And I was like, I was pretty cut up about this girl. You need to get that. Like, and he was cool. He was like, of course. Like, I understand. I'm sorry. I didn't realize how it was making you feel.
Yeah.
But it didn't...
Communication.
It didn't really seem to stop. Which was the awkward thing. And what made me think of it was one time I came home and neither him or my other housemate were home, but I walk into the living room and she's just sitting on the couch.
By herself?
Oh, I think she had her friend with her. I think that they'd come home with my housemate. He'd gone out to the shops or something. But the thing was, I didn't realize he'd been at home. I thought they were just chilling there by themselves in my house, and I was furious.
What, did really? Were you furious at them?
I didn't... say anything to them. I was just like, oh, why is this happening again? And I just stormed to my bedroom.
Yeah.
And
it creates bad dynamics.
It was
so
awkward. And there was even that time where she was loud in like 3 a.m. in the morning with everyone. Was like, anyway, we'll move on. That's just the story I wanted to share of just, it was awkward.
Yeah.
I felt awkward. I couldn't be in my own house and feel comfortable, which sucked.
What's something that you remember doing in a housemate sort of situation that you think was just like, that was probably a bit overreaction or that was a bit childish that you've done in your past?
That I reacted about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I have to think there.
Well, I'll start. I've got one.
Okay, so, okay.
There was a moment at my last housemate, house group, house, you know what I mean, share house, and at the time, I was like quitting cigarettes. I was trying to be healthy. I was going through, like, I suppose not a stage of depression, but I was just like going through some stuff because I was doing so much change. And because of that, I would just pick the dumbest fights with my housemates just because I was angry. Like, I was just in such, I was having such mood swings from quitting cigarettes and stuff that I was just like agitated all the time. And when we moved from, because I had these housemates at the previous house, when we moved over, at the old house, we used to just share milk.
Yeah.
And then at the new house, they all wanted to have their own individual 3-liter bottles of milk. And it fucking jumped on my last nerve. I couldn't fathom that. I was like, this is so much milk in this fridge. It's taking up so much space. And for some reason, it got to me so hard that I would just bring it up all the time. And then they started just giving me shit about it because I was just bringing up how shit and stupid that it is that we all have our own individual 3-liter bottles of milk, especially when we needed it like for coffee in the morning. And then I just stayed on that for so long. But that's probably the one of the dumbest things I've done. Except one other thing, when I was living with another housemate that I didn't really like, or I was angry at, or fighting, whatever. And I didn't realize they were home. And one of our other friends came over, and I was just talking like so much shit because I was just so annoyed about that person. And then they just walked out of their bedroom, and I was like, oh shit, why'd I do that? It was really awkward, but those are probably the two things that I think, to be fair, that was like when I was 20, so it was a long time ago, but I was like, those are the two stupidest things I remember fighting over in a housemate scenario.
I honestly can't remember anything majorly stupid. I mean,
what were some of your biggest like blow-ups? Surely you've argued or fought with people in your house, right?
No, well, it wasn't a blow-up, but there was one housemate. It was just like tension between us, and I think I was having a bit of a bitch behind his back to some other friends. And then one day he pulls me aside and says that the other friends had mentioned that I'd been saying stuff.
Awkward.
Yeah, and so
he was living with this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had to pull me aside to be like, I don't appreciate this. Why didn't you come to me? I've been struggling because he'd just got a new job, but he hadn't had a job for a few months. Mm. And he was like, oh, I've been struggling with money and you've never even offered
put the guilt trip on you.
Oh yeah. I don't think I really argued back. I just said, you know, I should have, yeah, I apologize. I should have said stuff to you, but you can't expect me to know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those, you got to communicate.
It's one of those things that, if you stop communicating, and it's really easy to stop talking to each other as much as, like the time goes on. Cause you get so complacent with the people you live with. Like, you get so in tune that you think that they just know what you're thinking. And then you just end up stop asking questions and stuff. And eventually, it becomes such an annoying problem that it's actually a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just not talking about it. And then you just end up talking behind each other's back, saying, doing that. Such a bad move. Like,
I know. And
that's why three is a bad number.
I hate doing it too. I've got a good one. So, what was something really, really insignificant? Like, really tiny?
Besides the milk thing?
Yeah. But that, I mean, I get that. But, like, something that was really not a big deal at all that you got really annoyed about, because I can think of a couple
that I got annoyed about.
Or it could be the other way around, whatever.
No, can you think of a couple that I got annoyed about, or can you think of a couple that you got annoyed about?
I've got some of that I've got annoyed about. Okay. That's why I'm asking you the question.
That's a good question.
Well, something I can start with mine.
I think
so. Going back to my boy Ross, who I don't for love the guy. And it wasn't even these things that he did. It wasn't even stuff that I got super annoyed about. It was just like, why is he doing this all the time? There was two. The first one was because he got up early to go to work because he'd catch the light rail. So he had to leave early, and he'd always make toast. And every morning without fail, he just left crumbs like scattered all over the chopping board. And obviously my girlfriend's gluten, like she's celiac. She'd be like, oh, why does he do that? And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. But then, I started, because she mentioned it, I started noticing it every day. And I was like, why didn't he just wash up his Let's just wash up his chopping
board. Lazy in the morning like me, yeah.
But it's fine. It wasn't a big deal. And the other one he did was he would leave tea bags in the sink when the bin was...
I hate that.
The bin's right under the sink.
That is one of my biggest pet peeves.
And I've even brought it up. I'm like, oh, yeah. What's wrong with the bin, dude?
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, yeah.
Literally that and when people, you know, when they have their own coffee grind and they just put the coffee grind in the sink, I'm like, that's not where it goes, man. Like, I have a few pet peeves that I... When someone talks to me through the toilet door, oh my God.
I don't think I've ever had that.
No, there's nothing that you have to say to me that you need to be speaking to me right now. Like, that's my time. So, like, and then my mom used to do it all the time, and I'm like, Mom, go away.
Okay. Have you ever lived with a significant other?
Actually, no. Never, like, I've gotten close when we were living together because we were over, like, all the time.
Yeah.
But it was always my house, and it was always my room, basically. It was
so, that's like, interesting. You've never had that experience before. Yeah,
tell me what it's like. What was the first time you lived with a couple, just a couple, what was it like? Have you ever lived with just a couple?
No. I've only lived with my girlfriend and another person.
Okay. What was the first time when you started sharing your room? What was it like?
It was different. So when the first one I lived with, she was living in a place by herself and I moved in. Mm-hmm. So it was still kind of her place, was her room, was everything was hers. And I didn't have much stuff, so I just kind of moved in and then whatevs, you know.
Yep.
So that was a bit awkward because, like, as you were saying with your friend, it felt like her place.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to step on anyone's toes and be like, this is how it should be. And then and then you moved in, and then we moved out to another place, which was nice because it was like a fresh start, a new area. So that was a bit interesting, like having to, every time you'd wake up, they're there, mm-hmm. and you've got to sort of organize your day with them all the time. Like, you've got to think, okay,
include them in your plans.
Yeah, if I'm doing this, what are they going to do? Should I bring them in? Are they going to want to do it? Like, you're always thinking about, and then you're like, I'm going to come home, they got to do this and this, we've got to chat about dinner or whatever. So that's the main thing. Yeah, always got to, what's for dinner, we always got to discuss dinner.
And you always have, I suppose you're always going to be dating, like you're always going to come home and you're going to see what they're doing. Like, when I come home, man, I live by myself. Like, I talk to Jasper a bit, like my cat.
Yeah.
And I come home, but it's very chill here. And I realized when I started living by myself that there is literally like hours that go by when there's not a single word that's been said, because I just don't say anything.
And just for you cat lovers out there, Jasper is like, he looks a bit like Garfield. He's got that orange fur. He can be a bit of a bastard sometimes.
He's always a bastard,
but he's cute. He's a little cutie. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. You continue.
That's cool. So I think living by yourself is a weird dynamic too, because like, I don't think everyone can do it. Like,
Well, I've never done it.
This is the first time I've done it.
And yeah,
I wanted to do it because I've lived with friends galore. I've lived with family. I've gone back, and it's just like, I think I just really wanted some time for myself, where I was just like, I just want to figure out what it's like to just be by yourself and have your own like pad.
Yeah.
And it's been like, you have to sort of really think about it though, because a lot of people, they need that connection all the time. You need that person coming home, otherwise they get real lonely.
Yeah.
Where I had like a bit of that at the beginning, where you're just like, you're not used to coming back and being alone all the time. But then after a while, you just get so comfortable, and you know that if you've had a bad day, you don't have to speak to anyone. Like, there's no one that will explain it to you if you just like want to cheat on your diet and stuff like that, you know? It's just your own space. But I also think that I could live with someone again, but I think it'll be a while away. So
that's where we differ. Like, you haven't lived with your significant other, and I've never lived by myself. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting that we've had that different path.
Obviously, knock on wood, that you'll never have to experience living by yourself. So.
But I mean, it's something that I've always thought about. I'm like, oh, that would have been really cool to like experience myself living and knowing, being accountable for everything that goes on in the house. It's always on you.
That's another thing that I really enjoyed. There's two aspects that I really liked, is that because I've always lived, even my whole adult life, I was always in share houses, and there was a lot of times where I didn't like have full control of the bills or like what was going on. So I didn't really learn a lot of the things like how to pay bills and stuff, because I never had to do it. And then when I moved in here, everything is in my name. I had to set up the internet, I had to set up the bills, like, and you learn a lot to figure out how to do it. You know when they're coming in so you can budget better. But another thing is that you can sort of hang out with anyone, like, because you live by yourself, it's a hub. Like, you can bring, like, other people that aren't in your normal friendship group over, and there's no questions. Like, you can talk to anyone, do anything you want. And I think that's a weird aspect, too, because obviously in a housemate scenario, anyone that came over at all times, it was, like, topic. You're like, hey, this is my housemate. You have to think about what they're doing, what is the house going to be clean, what my housemates are doing. Yep. Especially if you're bringing home a girl for the first time or something like that. Like, it's a completely different dynamic.
So that... You saying that last bit, bringing home the girl, makes me think of our a question, right? You know, you even wrote it in your little screen here. That's why I think it relates well. So the difference between living with family and friends. Obviously, so when I moved out of my ex's house and I started living with my grandparents and I was single again, it was hard for me to get any action because I couldn't bring them over. Because my grandparents, that's awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
Even though I did live in a granny flat, it was like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, big no. Like, that was not something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's a good thing about when you finally move out, you can just, like...
With your own space, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I remember when I moved back down from Sydney, and there was, like, a brief moment where I moved back in with my mum for, like, a couple of weeks until I found a place down here. And I had one moment... I took a girl back there after a night out, and I had to do the walk of shame the next morning. Like, my mom was like babysitting my nephew, and we just walk out, and she just looks at me and just smiles, doesn't even say hello. She just like nods. Drive the girl home, and I come back, she's just like, why didn't you introduce me? And I'm like, mom, shut your mouth,
mom. No.
She's just like, yep, brings me back memories. And I was like,
Mom, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know about any of that. So.
I think weird. I liked... There's always a good and a bad side to living with family, hey? I mean, it's not so much a bad side. It's like, you know, you don't really have your own space. You can't really bring your girls over. Yeah. You can't... If you want to have friends over, you got to ask.
Yeah.
Because it's their place. You know.
It's a weird dynamic because I think living with family... All the things that annoy you about living with like strangers or friends, you ignore a lot easier with family, because you can literally, if someone's annoying me, if one of my sisters were annoying me and I was living with them, I would go up to them and say, shut up. Shut. What are you doing? Stop being annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's for a fact that's just your dynamic because you've lived with them forever.
They're just your sister.
They're just your family.
You tell them to shut up, they're not going to hate you.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're not going to overthink things because they know who you are. Where if you do that with a friend, then like there's so many other aspects, and like they can then move out and can ruin everything.
Jasper is attacking Tim's hand. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel it's a real, real strange dynamic. But I suppose, what do you have for some average advice on housemate politics as we wrap this podcast up?
Firstly, communicate.
Mm.
And it can be difficult, because if you are mad or a bit annoyed about something that they do, it's really hard to bring it up.
Especially if they're your friends.
Especially if you're friends, because you don't want to make tension in the friendship. Mm. You want everything to be peachy all the time, but if you bring it up, they can get angry, and then it's a bit awkward for a day or two.
Mm.
And obviously, if you're good friends, you'll move on.
Yeah.
But you got to communicate, and you got to set boundaries.
Boundaries is definitely a big one.
Because if they don't adhere to your boundaries, you're going to feel shitty in your own house.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I have an ex coming over all the time because my mate's friends with them, that means I'm going home and I have to deal with those emotions that I still wasn't quite fully dealt with yet in my own house. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm at home. I want to chill, you know?
Yeah. Especially it comes down to, like, I've had points where I've hated the job that I was in. And then also, as soon as I finished my job, I hated the home environment that I was in, because it's just like, there was so much drama, I didn't want to deal with it. And then there's that like drive from work to home that you're just in there like, I wish this just went forever. Like,
what's a bit of advice that you have?
yeah, I would say communicate, but also try to put your feet into the housemate's shoes.
Yeah.
Because when I know I take this like as a grain of salt myself. Like if there's been tension, especially in the housemate thing, and I don't think or I haven't really put myself in their shoes, that if someone comes up and tells me something that's annoying them, I'll instantly go defensive, because I'm just thinking about my own stuff and how what they're doing is annoying me. So like really try to understand where they're coming from and be empathetic, because like most of the time it's just misunderstandings anyway.
Yeah.
But like your egos and stuff that get in the way can actually make it way more of a problem than it actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. I also think in regards to keeping a good environment, I think it's something that takes a lot of time to develop, is just getting rid of that lazy streak. I mean, especially if you're living with other people, because they're gonna be really bitter about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're the lazy person, then
above and beyond.
And then you're gonna feel like a shitty person because you're really annoyed at them being lazy, and then you're gonna get annoyed that they don't care, mm-hmm. that they don't care about being lazy, and that they just, you know, you can make a mess and they don't tell you to clean up, and mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, I feel like a bad friend because they don't ask me to clean up. But it's hard. I think just be accountable. Have boundaries and communicate are my main things.
Yeah. Communicate is definitely the biggest one, I think. And just be willing to communicate too. So if someone tries to communicate with you and tells you what's annoying about you, don't just get angry.
Mm.
And just like try to understand it all. And then like, yeah, and just like go above and beyond to make the other person more comfortable. And if everyone does that, then it will be the best environment ever.
One more bit of advice that I have as well is, if you're someone that's about to move out, share house for the first time, like, have a good time. You're gonna have a great time, but just remember, having house parties at your own house gets old really quick.
Oh yeah.
And so don't think that that's gonna be like the greatest thing ever, because after
it is for a couple of years.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it's great fun. It's better when it's at someone else's house too. It is not. Oh, and no, what else is not fun is people throwing up in your house, etc. I've had someone. One of my brother had a party, and one of his mates cut himself and left blood everywhere. Whoa. So that was not fun to clean up either.
Broken glass. You sound like an old man.
I don't know. I think I've got a raspy throat today.
No, like you're just like, in my day.
Anything else you want to bring up, Timmy? We've been 53 minutes. Pretty good effort today.
Look, I think that's pretty good. I don't want to go over time. I don't want to do it, but I'm thinking that everyone should stay average.
Stay average for sure.
Join us next week.
And we might, in the coming episodes, we might bring in some guests to talk about some past experiences.
We did say at the beginning of this podcast that we are learning, so the podcast is going to develop as we keep going.
Yeah,
so
we're listening to feedback from our mates and stuff.
Things might change, this format might change, but we're just going to keep trucking along and keep on chatting and keep giving you some very, very, very mediocre advice.
Also, if you guys listening have any average advice for us regarding our podcast or things we might have said, feel free to share it.
Yeah.
We'll read it on our email, Outlook, averageadviceoutlook.com.
We prefer love mail, but if you do want to send us hate mail, we'll read it.
Just remember to add the .au after outlook.com, because we forgot to mention that in the outro. Anyway.
All right. See you guys.
See you guys. Love you all.
Bye. All right, that's the show for this week, guys. I don't know about yous are, but I feel much smarter with that advice.
Big brain energy over here, mate.
We release a new episode every Thursday, so please subscribe if you enjoy the show. But to keep up to date with us throughout the week, follow us at Instagram at Average Advice Official, or Facebook, facebook.com/Average Advice.
Yeah, and if you have any of your own stories that you want to share regarding the topic we've just spoken about, or if you have a suggestion for a new episode, please send us an email at podcast@averageadvice.com.au. But that's us for this week, guys. We're Average Advice. Remember,
stay average.
See you.